Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yes, we are going to talk about sports. Apparently, Cam Newton is going to the Patriots, and the Patriots got fined for videotaping. Was it the Browns game? Yeah, the Patriots got fined for videotaping their moves. I mean, you, why Super Bowl champions would have to do that? Another thing coming. But anyway, we get to talk sports today. Good, because I haven't gotten to talk sports in a while. So, luckily sports to talk about. But the big topic that a lot of parents and employers are grappling with, even if you don't have kids in school, is what's happening to the schools. And even if you don't have kids, this affects you. Because if your parents can't send their kids to school, if your employees have kids and they can't go to school, then your employees are going to have a tough time coming to work if they can't work from home. And even parents working from home say they have a tough time when their kid is running around going, mommy, 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 daddy, you know, let's play. Or, you know, hearing whatever, you know, Disney, you know, thing in the background. So what's happening with the schools? Well, it seems like a lot of the schools across the nation are trying to come up with a hybrid. And again, it's that playing it safe, best of both worlds. But I want to hear from you guys because school districts, you know, claim that they used parental input, teacher input, but it seems like they also had, you know, to think about what happens politically with them. And, you know, if they're going to appease political officials, because again, they need money from their, you know, governor or from their state in order for them to move forward with their plan. And so what I'm seeing online is a lot of parents think they weren't hurt. So I just kind of want to take the temperature of people here and find out where you guys are at. So my question to you guys is do you want kids to go back to school full time this fall, 5 days a week? Do you want them to do like more of a hybrid where a couple days in class, couple days online, or should they not go back to school 5 days a week, still do online? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. So, you know, pediatricians, and we're going to talk about this, the American Academy of Pediatricians recommends kids getting their butts back in school. And they say that there's evidence showing that kids not being in school can be more harmful to them. Now, you know, where's the pros and cons with everything? Well, people are saying that the debate lies within this. If COVID doesn't really affect the pediatric population, and we pulled them out because we thought they'd be Trojan horses and we thought they would infect teachers, as long as teachers have PPE, the kids have PPE, the kids could be back at school. That's one school of thought, where the COVID doesn't affect the kids like other infections do. You have those saying, no, you keep the kids at home because COVID cases are rising. Texas and Florida have to roll back reopenings. New York wants to have travel bans. We still have cases. We have hospitalizations going up. Putting the kids back into school makes no sense. Then you have the hybrid group that are like, well, why don't we, you know, stick our toe in the water? Let's just try it out. Let's limit class sizes, do small groups. Because we have so many kids, then, you know, half the kids at one point will be on campus, half the kids at home. And we kind of, you know, do kind of the Goldilocks thing. We do it just right. It's not too hot, not too cold, just right. However, when you ask a parent who has to work at an essential business, you know, which one of those works for them, many of them are like, oh, hell no. I need my kid in school. I can't be doing this 2 days here, 2 days there. No. When you ask a parent who, you know, looked at their kids when they were doing online schooling and saw that they really weren't learning jack diddly squat, they're like, okay, yeah, but my kid's not learning. Now, I'm lucky because I have kids in, well, I have one kid in college and one kid in high school. And the college kid, he does miss the in-classroom because he had labs, and you do learn more. And, you know, I've been talking to medical students, and medical students are like, I really need hands-on, and I get that. You know, but, you know, I saw my other son, right, who's in high school. I mean, maybe one day in the month he's actually wearing a shirt. And, you know, he's doing the work, and he's doing it, and he's getting it done. But even he misses school. I mean, even your teenagers are missing others. And, you know, kids, you know, they say youth is wasted on the young, you know, because they, you know, don't make, you know, every ounce of their precious youth, you know, taking advantage of it and, you know, enjoying their youth. Well, that's kind of what's happening now. These kids, they're sitting in front of a computer. We've been trying to get kids off the computer for years, and now we're just keeping them on the computer. So we're seeing weight gain, we're seeing eye strain, we're seeing headaches, we're seeing neck pain. And are they really getting algebra? Are they really getting science? Are they really doing the experiments? Are they doing group, you know, you need to work with groups. I mean, unless COVID is with us forever, then you're only doing online and Zoom. But, you know, kids are missing out on things. However, I stand, and again, I want to hear from you guys, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Where I stand is, we better have some sort of a hybrid mechanism or some sort of a plan, because COVID isn't what's going to close down the schools. It's going to be flu, or it's going to be, God forbid, you know, somebody shooting or whatever. And schools are going to have to close down again. We saw schools close down for flu season. They might have only closed down a week or two. But, you know, COVID, yeah, that might not be, you know, that's scary for the pediatric population, even though MIS, the multi-system inflammatory syndrome, is pretty significant. It's so rare that it's not enough to close all the schools down. But flu isn't in kids. And so my worry is, if all the kids go back, you know, full court press 5 days a week, and then 6 weeks later, zoop, they got to be ripped back at home, what does that do to the development? You see, we'll talk about what the American Academy of Pediatrics says. They're right in everything they say, in that it's healthy for the kids to be around others. However, and they need in-classroom work. I agree with that. But I also worry about the pendulum swinging. Everybody comes back, and then all of a sudden, all right, everybody back out. So maybe it helps psychologically, it helps with learning if there's some sort of a transition. If there's, you know, it's eased in. So stick your toe in the water. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Lindsay writes, weren't we going more towards a homeschool online learning curriculum anyway? So we're talking about schools and kids going back to school full-time versus kids not going back to school and doing online learning versus kids hybriding. And what's interesting or what's made this a little tricky is whatever the school district used to come up with was the law. So if your kids didn't go to school, you got in trouble. Kids had to go to school. I remember being told that as a, you know, from my parents, you don't come to school, they take you away. Now they don't take you away, but you know, if your parents aren't putting you in school, they might be looking like, you know, they're being neglectful. I mean, kids are supposed to be in school. It's the law. But then with everything going on with COVID, The school districts want to take the temperature of the parents because we live in a whole different day and age now where public opinion, which is a good thing, you know, and sometimes might not be a good thing, but where public opinion can be so loud and so viral online and vocal that a school district then would have to, you know, do a 180-degree turn if they find out that parents are upset. I mean, look at what's going on with masks. You know, there's no mask, no service. You would think it would be simple. You'd think the majority of people would be for it, but there's a lot of issues that then come up. So when you have a school district say, okay, guys, full time, people are complaining, going, but what happens if we close down again? That's not going to work, and we still have COVID. If a school goes, all right, you know what, just everybody still stay home and do online, parents are like, wait a second, my kid isn't learning, and I got to go back to work. So a lot of school districts seem to be doing the kind of the hybrid. Well, the American Academy of Pediatrics stepped in, and they have kind of given their 2 cents, and they have a lot of sense. And they say that schools are fundamental to child and adolescent development and well-being, provide our children and adolescents with academic instruction, social and emotional skills, safety, reliable nutrition, physical speech, mental health therapy, and opportunities for physical activity, among other benefits. They say beyond supporting the educational development of children and adolescents, schools play a critical role in addressing racial and social inequality. As such, they say, it is critical to reflect on the impact SARS-CoV and the associated school closures have had on different races, ethnic, and vulnerable populations. Now, why would this be a focal point of their statement? You would think that the statement would have to do more with, you know, learning versus non-learning. You know, why is the highlight, you know, racial and social inequality? What do schools do to fight racial and social inequality? Well, my guess is that's brought up because an online school system is assuming that your child has fantastic Wi-Fi, has fantastic computer access, you know, has parents that don't have to work, that are in a white-collar job that can use a computer online and you know, be able to make sure their kid is doing what they're doing. But if there is a population where many of the parents need to be in, you know, need to be, you know, there, whether it's, you know, at the place of work, bank, supermarket, whatever, and they don't have a computer at home, they don't have the best Wi-Fi because it's expensive, that kid is not going to get the same type of learning as somebody else. So schools do pride themselves, if they do it right, on everybody having the same amount of access to the teacher and the same amount of access to learning. So they are for kids getting back to school. They said any policies, however, should consider the following key principles. School policies must be flexible and nimble in responding to new information, and administrators must be willing to refine approaches when specific policies are not working, which kind of makes sense. Basically, they're saying, all right, you know, be able to, you know, make some changes if you have to. They also want, you know, good communication between state officials, public authorities. They want special considerations to account for the diversity of youth, especially for our vulnerable populations, including those who are medically fragile, live in poverty, have developmental challenges, or have special health care needs or disabilities, with the goal of safe return to school. No child or adolescent should be excluded from school unless required to, in order to adhere to local public health mandates and because of unique medical needs. So basically what they are commenting on is what happens if you have a child that can't be vaccinated and now there's a pandemic. What, you know, do you have the child stay home? Do you, so, you know, that starts to get a little sticky. And then school policy should be guided to support the overall health and well-being of children, adolescents, their families, and communities. They want to avoid marginalization of parents, guardians who are of limited English proficiency or do not speak English at all. So if instruction is being made and it's in English and the child doesn't know English, but the child is, you know, has been going to school and has English as a second language course and they have resources or whatever, those resources need to still be available at the home. So the American Academy of Pediatrics strongly advocates that all policy considerations for the coming school year should start with the goal of having students present physically in school. Now, they also bring up how, with schools, they could pick up on physical abuse, sexual abuse, substance abuse, depression, suicidal ideation. And what I think we're seeing with their statement is that they kind of think that schools might do a better job for kids than parents. Some cases they're right, some cases they're wrong. I mean, look at sex ed. I mean, I couldn't stand my sex ed courses when I was in school, but I have to admit, my parents wouldn't talk about it. They wouldn't teach me anything. And so the school had to take that on. You know? Same thing with nutrition. They talked about how the school can provide better nutrition. When, in our childhood, was the school lunch a good meal? Well, apparently, state officials and government officials have realized, this was under Michelle Obama, that sometimes their best meal of the day might be the one they get at school. It's sad that that's a reality for some, but it is. You know, if parents are coming home from work and they grab the 99-cent burgers at McDonald's, you know, well, they used to have a 99-cent meal, value meal, value menu. And, you know, the kids are getting, you know, McDonald's at night for dinner every night. And then for breakfast, they're just eating Lucky Charms. That lunch might be the only time they see a vegetable or a piece of fruit. So, you know, it's the AA, the American Academy of Pediatrics is, you know, kind of being very, very gutsy with this, basically saying that, you know, kids can, you know, be able to develop better if they're at school. So, I, you know, as a family physician, I agree with a lot of what they said. But again, I'm not thinking COVID. I'm thinking flu. Now, we've had kids go to school in flu seasons. We've had kids have gone to school. Kids have gone to school with kids that are coughing and sneezing. We tell parents, leave their kid at home. And a lot, and, you know, people ask me, they go, why the hell would a parent send their sick kid to school? It's because they have to work. I'm not agreeing that that's what they should do, but most parents don't have that flexibility of taking off every time their kid gets sick or every time there's somebody that, you know, could have exposed them. And from an employer standpoint, and I'm not saying we play a violin for anybody, you know, the parent, the kid, the employer, but you have to keep looking back and seeing where these issues are coming from. If an employer needs their staff to be there at the store or the restaurant, and that staff person's gone, they can't be open. Or they have to then hire people that don't, you know, need to take off as often. And then that starts to lead to discrimination of parents. Oh, you have young kids? I better not hire you because you're going to have to keep calling out because your kids aren't going to be in school. I can't tell you how many people, you know, told me when I was applying, you know, when I was applying for jobs, you know, tell them you don't have kids. Tell them you don't have kids. They'll hire you. Any job I ever applied for, I got. And I thought it was because, well, you know, I had good grades, I was a good worker or whatever. It might have been because, again, I was single and didn't have kids. So employers don't know, you know, employers have a tough time having enough staff for people to call out. So, you know, the American Academy of Pediatrics gives guidelines, and I posted this on my website, on what they recommend should be done with schools and desks placed 3 to 6 feet apart and mask wearing and block scheduling and distances on the buses and tape marks showing where students could sit. Not that students, you know, students will play with the tape. You know, what to do with hallways and playgrounds and meals and cafeteria. And so I think it was really, really nice that they came out with this, and they brought up some good issues. But any school trying to figure out what they need to do, again, it really relies on what's going to happen this fall and what are going to be some of the factors calling for closure. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court on Monday struck down a Louisiana law requiring abortionists to hold admitting privileges at a hospital within 30 miles of where the abortion is performed. Chief Justice John Roberts, joining the four liberals on the court, saying the Louisiana law unconstitutionally burdens women seeking abortion. Fox News judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano reacts to Chief Justice Roberts' decision.
Today, the Chief Justice says, I'm going with precedent. We can't just change with the political times, and the Constitution doesn't change when different members join the court with different judicial philosophies.
The former Minneapolis police officers charged in the death of George Floyd are set to appear in court. The four officers are expected to take part in a pretrial hearing this afternoon. This is USA Radio News. States are continuing to be on the defense as coronavirus cases continue to rise. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story from Washington.
Coronavirus continues to surge in a number of U.S. states, especially in the West and in the South. That includes Florida, where another 8,500 COVID-19 cases were reported yesterday, after a record nearly 9,600 new cases were reported on Saturday. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says he's rethinking his decision to allow bars to reopen.
And in the instances where we've seen outbreaks tied to establishments like that, it has invariably been because they packed so many people in and created the type of environment that we're trying to avoid.
A Virginia man is $100,000 richer after a trip to the store to get hot dogs. The man telling lottery officials he decided to pick up the last-minute cash 5 ticket while at the store earlier this month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't really do a lot with the stock market. I'm very intimidated by it. I'm not really a big stock person. And I know this probably would be a better time to invest, because if the stock market drops, you invest now, and then when it gets back up, it's just I don't know when it's going to get back up. Not sure what's going to happen with the election and whatever. But if you've noticed, the stocks have tumbled a little bit, partly because of what's been going on with Facebook. So Facebook has been called out to remove quote-unquote hate speech. And their shares dropped about $56 billion in one day because companies like Coca-Cola, Starbucks pulled their ads. I think Pepsi also pulled their ads. and it's called the Stop Hate for Profit campaign. And their campaign now is going to European companies also to join the boycott and urge regulators to take a hard stand against Facebook. So over 160 companies, Verizon, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Starbucks not yet. They are going to suspend advertising while they're working with civil rights groups to stop the spread of hate speech. And Facebook apparently had held off taking ads down because they wanted to be a site where, I guess, people could be uncensored. I'm not exactly sure what their... I don't know if we've heard from Mark Zuckerberg himself. But where some of the issues is you would think this would be a slam dunk where, okay, you know, if somebody says something racist, you take it down. Right? I mean, but it started with some of the tweets that Trump had made on Twitter. And some people thought that what Trump was saying was racist. Others said, well, no, that's just Trump speaking in general. Where's race a part of that? And so, unfortunately, this starts to get kind of muddled and blurred, where Facebook, from what I understand originally, did not want to take down Trump posts because Facebook has a large Trump following as well. And so if they take down a statement that Trump makes, you know, like I think Trump like made fun of Rand Paul's hair, that's considered, you know, speech that's not very friendly. If they take that down, then now they have to take down everything. And I'm just seeing what people have put the last couple days on Facebook. I mean, they're going to probably have to wipe out most of everything on there because there is just hate all over the place. I mean, people are mean. People are really, really getting mean, and on both sides of the aisle. So how do you enforce this? How do you, you know, what is the definition? So you would think it would be something simple. Okay, you using any of these terms, here's a list of terms, whatever. Unfortunately, when people do spread hate or racism or whatever, they use a variety of terms. They use there's ways to say something without actually using the term. So then is that also considered hate speech? Does that also have to be taken down? So let's say you have somebody that is supportive of police and for the police department, and they say something, shall we say, critical of the protests. Is that considered racist? So Facebook has to decide all this. And so apparently they were not, you know, taking an official position until, you know, companies started to boycott. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, you look at Facebook and Twitter and all that, and boy, did they make money fast. And boy, did they, you know, come up with a platform and, you know, gosh, you know, the young kids look at Mark Zuckerberg being able to, you know, leave Harvard without a degree and be able to be one of the richest people in the world. And so Mark Zuckerberg has inspired a lot of kids to, okay, well, you know, come up with something ingenious like that and make a lot of money. You don't necessarily have to have a college degree. Although I don't know if he ever officially finished. Maybe he did. But, having, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. I think we got that from, you know, Spider-Man. So Facebook has had to invest in artificial intelligence to allow it to find 90% of hate speech before users report it. Now, that is fantastic for them to be able to have that sort of software. But then, I mean, we're seeing people, like, censored. You know, so like I was talking about masks, and all of a sudden my Facebook Live stopped. And this is the second time that's happened. Now, I haven't said anything bad about I've just been reporting the news. But you start to wonder, is it, you know, trying to pick up on, who knows, maybe in their algorithm they have something that has to do with, I don't know. I don't know. But so apparently these ads, what's the big deal with ads and Facebook ads? Do you guys even notice the ads? Well, I've advertised on Facebook. I have. if I want people to, go to, let's say, one of my businesses, or if I want people to, donate blood or whatever, I'll put it out there. And those Facebook ads are fairly effective. You look through the feed and all of a sudden you see an ad, and it actually allows you to pick the demographic in terms of people, in terms of men or women, or ages and things like that, even though that's probably going to go away now that we're being more non-binary. But the ads are an effective tool if, people aren't really watching TV anymore. I mean, a lot of people, they'll just watch Netflix, but they don't watch regular network TV. So if they don't watch regular network TV, they're not going to see those ads. So you need to go where people are. And if people are online, if people are on Netflix, or people, you need to figure out how to get ads there. But the concept of what is considered hate speech, I don't know. So where people have an issue with it also is we have an election coming up. And so what if companies like Twitter or Facebook decide to just edit out anything that Trump says, but allow anything that Biden says to go up there under the guise of hate speech? Well, there's always ingenuity. And so there's a new social media platform called Parler. Now, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but Parler offers quote-unquote free speech. Now, the founders come from my neck of the woods. They come from Southern Nevada. John Matzi, or Mates, and Jared Thompson. And they, back in 2018, created this in response to Twitter and Facebook being censored if your posts were considered quote-unquote extreme. They both have computer science degrees from University of Denver. And they kind of started the Twexit campaign, like Brexit and then Megxit, so Twexit for leaving Twitter. And they created this platform that is supposed to protect your rights and supports publishers and builds online communities. They want users to control their social experience. They are not regulators. They are not governors. They are a community. They accept your right to express your thoughts. And, yes, there are guidelines. And they said, and when you respect them, you are free to participate wholly. So I don't know exactly what their guidelines are, but my guess is you can't use, really, really obscene language. You can't be posting pornography, things like that. But it has attracted a lot of conservative hosts and more right-wing followers, and they're able to put their posts and it not get censored. And I don't know how big Parler is going to become. From what I understand, they've already had a million users. I looked at it. I signed on just because I want to, see what's going on and be a part of these new social media sites and stay informed. I didn't know how to get extra followers. I'm still kind of learning my way around it. So I think I don't have any followers yet because I just put a post down. I'm not really sure what happens. Maybe people have to find you. But Parler is supposed to be non-censored. And I don't know if Donald Trump is on there yet, because again, speaking to the base is not kind of what he needs to do. He needs to he needs donations, but he kind of needs to get to the moderates. And if the moderates aren't on there yet, that might, you might not see him rush yet. But it does seem to be a very interesting app. It does seem to, if Facebook is now being boycotted to the point where they have to, censor things that Trump say, then now we're kind of looking at how somebody else is controlling the media. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
In 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so a lot of emotional topics have been coming up. The Mississippi flag may get changed. From what we understand, they have already voted to change the flag. It's going to be up to a more popular vote. But Mississippi has in the corner of their flag the old Confederate symbol. And so due to all the, you know, recent changes and recent protests and emotions that symbol invokes, Mississippi State is moving forward to change the flag. And from what we understand, the governor will support the changes. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. In terms of the national anthem, there's been more and more people speaking out, especially in the sports arena, about the national anthem. You've had people say that they're not going to sing it anymore. You've had players say they're not going to stand for it anymore. They're not going to stand during it anymore. And so this is something we kind of need to discuss. And I have a couple words I need to kind of say here to some of the people on Facebook who have been kind of very, shall we say, angry and very kind of rude whenever I bring up a discussion of the national anthem, and I get it's very emotional. I get when you hear the national anthem, when you see the national anthem, it invokes a lot of pride, you know, and I love America. I love what our veterans have done for us and our military has done for us. So when you listen to the national anthem, whatever it does for you and however you interpret it, it can bring very, very strong emotions. Okay? I'm in journalism. All right, I'm going to bring up what is out there. And there are many people, when they listen to the Star Spangled Banner, it invokes a different sort of emotion. All right? It invokes an emotion of what happened to their ancestors, because the writer of the Star Spangled Banner was written by somebody who argued against abolitionism, and even though there's some debate that he might have helped the cause or might not have helped the cause, but apparently he was a slave owner. So when some people hear the national anthem, that's what they think of, and that's an emotion that stirs with them. But there's people on Facebook that get so mad at those of us in the media that bring up these topics. And, you know, if you want your head in the sand, right, you know, and you don't want to hear it, well then, yeah, definitely don't listen to the news, don't go on social media, whatever. For me, however, whether you're for the change or not, I like education. I like being aware of what's going on, okay? And again, you're you and I'm me. And so I want to hear about what's going on. Sometimes I don't want to hear about it. I mean, do you think that people wanted to hear that Jews were getting gassed, Christians, homosexuals, gypsies were getting gassed, or babies were being thrown in fire pits? Do you think people wanted to hear that? Some were like, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to know about it, so it doesn't exist. Okay, well, others, they kind of needed to hear about it, needed to know about it. So I'm always going to be on the side of, you better educate me to what the hell is going on out there. Okay, whether I'm for it or against it, I want to know. And I'm seeing people want to silence the media. Now, I get it. With COVID, okay, there were two schools of thought. There was some media trying to calm things down and give you guys the facts as they got them. There were other forms of media that might have been more slanted and biased and might have added to the hysteria. And again, that's debate. It's very subjective. You know, if you listen to a news station, were they perpetuating hysteria or were they giving you the facts? I get that. I get that. There's a lot of debate, so it's not that easy. But, you know, I had put a post up on Facebook, and a lot of people had responded to it. And I didn't say where I stood officially, because you guys kind of know where I stand on the national anthem. You know, I don't want to see, you know, history, you know, removed and history erased. But I understand that if somebody, you know, finds that very, you know, contentious and it stirs emotion, I can understand how they might not want to hear it or see it or whatever. So I could see both sides. But I put up, I'm like, you know, if they are, when I heard that they were going to swap the national anthem for John Lennon's Imagine, I had a problem with that. So I posted, if this was going to get changed, what song should play? Okay? And it allowed for people to kind of, you know, have some fun with it and whatever, you know, like it's the end of the world as we know it or whatever. You know, people were just putting whatever, end of the world as we know it, that one. But, you know, so people were kind of, you know, they were might have having fun with that. But there was one person who just, I mean, they just had a fit that I was trying to make the change happen. And you see, for me, you're not going to convince me to stay silent on issues and not educate people, because as a doctor, let's put this into kind of a medical context. When I was a medical student, I hated hearing when somebody got sued. So as I'm going through training, one doctor got sued for this, another doctor got sued, and so these doctors were training us baby doctors how not to get sued. And I didn't really like hearing those. And I'm like, oh gosh, it's a negative, and I'm scared, and why aren't you building us up? Why aren't you getting us excited? But I gotta tell you, every single piece of information those doctors told me on how they got sued, I made sure I didn't do in my practice. So, one had gotten sued because he had missed an ovarian cancer. And he said, you ultrasound everyone. Ultrasound anybody that has pelvic pain. Well, I didn't ultrasound everybody, but somebody with pelvic pain, I made sure saw gynecology. Same thing with somebody, there was a patient that had a bleeding hemorrhoid. And that doctor said, you make sure everybody that has blood in the stool sees a GI doctor. Because they need to get scoped. You could miss a colon cancer. So, for me, education that really didn't feel good to hear, all right, helped me in the future. And so that's kind of where we are right now. All right? I mean, you know, while we're trying to redesign what is going to be America's face and America's, you know, culture, everything's getting looked at. The flags, if Washington, D.C. becomes a state, the 51st state, we're getting a new flag. And then I don't know how that new flag is going to look. I don't know if they're going to just stick an extra star on there or if they're going to change the flag. I don't know. All right, because again, it's a topic that hasn't gotten looked at. I know people are mad that I brought it up. Like, don't be bringing it up because now people are going to change the flag. Okay, listen, just because you don't hear about it on CNN or Fox News doesn't mean it's not happening. Just like with this mask issue, I can't tell you how many people were like, you know, oh my gosh, you know, just tell people to wear the mask. You're a doctor, just tell people to wear the masks. I have told people to wear the masks, but we're having people in jihads turned away for, you know, buying food because people don't think it's a mask. I mean, I am going to bring up issues that are going on throughout the United States, and I'm going to help those that are emailing me saying, can you please address this? This is a problem. So if employers are having issues where employees don't get the law or their employees don't know how to tell a 6'5", 300-pound man to wear a mask or leave because they're only 110 pounds and they have to enforce a law that they didn't even create, it's... yes, I'm going to bring it up. So I don't know what's going to happen with the national anthem, but for those of you that don't want to hear it, you don't have to hear it. You don't have to listen to me. But for those of you that want to be aware, the national anthem is, you know, having, it's basically being re-evaluated. And if you want the national anthem to say, you then might want to make your voice known. If you don't want the national anthem to say, you might want to make your voice known. But for those of you that don't like the news these days, and I get it, it is not easy. I don't even watch a lot of news anymore because I just, after all the research I have to do for my show each day, it's kind of enough. And so I just kind of want to watch, you know, Deadpool or Team America or some comedy. I think I saw something with Will Ferrell, Eurovision. I think I saw that, not the best movie, but I just want to see non-news. But just realize, just because you don't hear about it doesn't mean it's not happening. You know, we do have an Ebola outbreak in Africa. You know, we do have issues with COVID going up. We do have, you know, we do have things that just because you don't hear about it doesn't mean it doesn't happen. And I'm sorry if some of the things I say might strike a chord, but I mean, I'm trying to, as neutral as possible, give the news and then I'll give my opinion. And, you know, my opinion might tip you off. That's fine. But, you know.
How much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.